Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, March 19th edition of Byers & Company. City Hall Insider, former mayor of Decatur, Paul Osborne, joins us. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports and Michael Hicks, CEO of HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. Plus, we have those Beach House gift cards to give away for as soon as they're reopened. Next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
The new normal. Got a lot of phrases that are trending on Twitter, but it is a new day. For the very first time in the history of this program and all the years that we go back with the City Hall Insider, Paul Osborne is joining us via phone line today. Paul, I just don't want to risk you. You're too important to the community. So we thank you for joining us by phone. Have you ever in your lifetime seen anything unfold as fast as this has?
No, I really haven't. There isn't any comparison with anything else. I mean, you know, 9/11 and all that stunned the country, but I don't think we felt an immediate danger like we do. This is an unseen enemy, you know, that we have. And it's around us. It's among us. It's all over the country. And I think what we don't know at this point is what feeds the fears of a lot of people. And I think as we move along, I see more and more people taking precautions. And I see businesses finding creative ways in order to, you know, market their product or sell their product and still be within, you know, anticipated, acceptable round.
Yeah, and everyone's sort of feeling their way along in the dark here, looking for the light switch. I mean, that's just sort of where we are right now as a country. And the American response, you know, what's difficult for us is the response for this needs to be counterintuitive to what you feel in your heart, right? After 9/11, we stood up, we said, we're not going to let terrorism win. You know, we're not going to let them defeat us. We're going to go to restaurants. We're going to go gather. We're going to go to church. We're going to comfort each other. This requires the exact opposite of that.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, our first line here is defense. You know, we want to defend ourselves against this, even though we don't know quite what to do. We're taking steps. I am, you are, so many people are, to say, you know, we can have to play defense here. But I see this slowly turning towards an offensive thrust. And I think a week ago, you know, we talked about it in your studio. You know, it's changed now from the standpoint that I just heard the mayor, and we have our leaders stepping up. The mayor is a spokesperson for the city of Decatur. And when we have our leaders stepping up and reassuring people and saying we're doing our best to fight this, I think it raises our expectations. Yeah, we're going to get through this okay, but we're going to stick together to get through this. And that's the American spirit, and that's the Decatur spirit, I mean, to localize it. That when tough times come, you know, whether it was World War II or anything else, we had people stepping up and saying, you know, I'm gonna fight this. I'm gonna fight this for my country and for my family. And I see that developing here, that more and more people are saying, what can I do to help others? Instead of the initial thrust is, oh no, I'm afraid it's gonna kill me.
Yeah, there has been a lot of that sort of selfish side of things. And you know, you guys have a good social media following. You deal with the digital realm as in addition to being a once a week newspaper. I'm surprised. I'm never surprised at how the good comes out of people during times like this. But I'm also surprised at the large amount of bad that comes out of people in times like this.
Yeah, it seems like there's no sensitivity that, you know, maybe if you want to be critical of something, you know, wait till all this is over. This is not the time to criticize and jump all over people for the smallest of things. Maybe that's what you do most of your life, but put a lid on it now.
No, it's absolutely right. And your priorities change day by day, right? About what really is important or not all that important over a 24-hour cycle. The thing I am most concerned about, you would have been as mayor and as a small business owner. We just talked to the mayor, as you alluded to. The entire month of March last year, there were 4,000 unemployment insurance claims in Illinois. In the last 2 days, 41,000.
Yeah, we're being shocked by figures like that. And as we hear those and try to absorb those, you know, we try to see a path through all of this. And And I think, as you mentioned in talking to the mayor, it's a time for strong leadership. And fortunately, in this community, we have strong leaders here. We have those who unselfishly step forward and say, we're going to do this together. We're going to overcome this together. We don't know exactly what is ahead, but we'll fight it together. And I think any community can take on anything if the people and the leaders do it together. And that's really an admonition to those who want to growl and criticize and that, you know, jump on board in this effort. And at the very least, if you don't want to be a part of it, then step aside and just keep quiet for a while. That would help out a lot.
Be a part of the solution or get out of the way. That's what the governor has mentioned. I think he's doing as good a job as he can do, Paul. I'm watching this guy, and I'm watching these, 2:30. They're always a little late, maybe more like 3 o'clock press briefings. But he clearly is compassionate. He clearly cares. He clearly seems to be doing everything he can. And I think everyone has to remember, whether it's the mayor of Decatur or it's the governor of Illinois or even if it's the president, with all the criticism, there's no playbook for this.
Yeah, this is nonpartisan. I mean, this virus doesn't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. And I think that's the difference. No political gain will come out of this for anybody. And I really frown on anyone who tries to use it for any kind of political criticism or gain. I'm no big fan of our governor. I didn't vote for him. And I've criticized some of his actions in the past. But I think you're right. I think he stepped up, and I think he's doing an admirable job for our state right now, in a time that we really need a governor to step up.
Yeah, and I think that you do find either a lack of leadership or you find leadership in these times when it's so uncertain. And he pointed out the other day, and Paul, it has just resonated with me just on a daily basis in everything I do hour by hour, we don't have any easy decisions left to make.
No, you're exactly right. And the really tough decisions, maybe a few weeks away. And so it's reassuring to see that we have people in our community, in the state, and the nation that are ready to make these tough decisions. And sometimes, most of the time, a situation like this, a crisis like this, brings out the best in our leaders, not the worst. And that's what I'm looking for, and that's what I'm seeing so far.
Yeah, I am too. Now, in the middle of all this, you and I have talked about this, the pump house, and I was reading the story in the Herald Review. We didn't cover this. We just, quite frankly, don't have the resources, and we feel we're better off just pointing people towards how they can help and how we can help businesses survive and people get the care that they need. But the guy who's been leading this effort, when I read his comments about this was a tragedy, and he was, I mean, how in the middle of all of this, do you throw words around like that? This is an old building being torn down.
Yeah, and I think, we've kind of use buzzwords to describe things and tragedy and it's a war out there, for a ball game or something. It's a war. Well, to me, I think we ought to kind of modify our language from here on out that, seeing someone die of this disease or really seriously sick from this disease and no hope for them in the future, that's a tragedy. And tearing down a building, even though people worked hard to save it, when it goes down and the city had really no choice but to issue the demolition permit, to Tate and Lyle, and it's being demolished, I know it hurts the feelings of those who fought for it, but there's something far bigger we're working on now.
On March 19th, 2020, hurt feelings is way down a list of priorities.
Yeah, I think for too long, people, if you look at someone wrong, well, you hurt my feelings. I may even sue you or something. That's in the past. We're pulling together to fight a common enemy, and those personal agendas, push them aside and concentrate on the big picture. Right now, it's getting through this as a city and as a state and as a nation. That's the top priority, and at this point, the only priority.
Yeah, but
are people safe?
That's exactly, well, it should be, but you're a communicator. That's what you get paid to do each and every day of the week. That's why you were such a great mayor. The president owns some of this. He took this so lightly in public remarks for a long time that I think not just him, but he did help set the tone. Oh, this is no big deal. This is sort of hoaxy. This is just the media playing a game. That was irresponsible.
Yeah. And there's no doubt about it. And it'd be the same as if our own mayor had done the same thing. Don't worry about this, you know. And but that's in the past. Our own mayor didn't do that. You know, she stepped up with the rest of them.
Yeah, no, and the crazy thing is, Paul, in Springfield, you know, just 30 miles down the road where we have a business of a Newhoff Media there as well, the mayor of Springfield on Saturday, after schools had been closed, after parades had been canceled, after all this, was taking part in the downtown festivities of St. Patrick's Day, singing songs and drinking beers. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, and I think not only do your words count, you know, at a time like this, what you do, your actions, you set the tone and you assure or reassure people. And I think in this case here, I think we need to assure people that everything is being done that can possibly be done at this point to keep us safe. But by the same token, there are things out there we don't know yet. And that's the reason, as we move through this, we need to cling to each other. And even with the distancing,
yeah,
we can, and our support, you know, for each other, and we either get through this together or we just have chaos.
No doubt about it. All right, we did have an election in the middle of all of this, which was incredible when you think about it. But any surprises as far as the local races are concerned?
No, not really. And unfortunately, because of this, you know, I didn't spend a whole lot of time on the election. I did early vote for the first time to make sure I could. You know, I didn't want to be deprived of that. And Josh Tanner did an amazing job, you know, of getting people out, had hand sanitizer there and everything. And I think the race for the circuit clerk pretty much determined the circuit clerk with Sherry winning that, and very handily, you know, I will say. But that was really no surprise, and there's no reflection on the other candidate. When you have over 30 years experience in an office and worked in every department and actually got the endorsement of the president, circuit clerk, you're going to be a pretty strong candidate, you know, for that office. I think Scott Reeder and his race, you know, he won that. He will face an opponent in the you know, in the election in November. But so many of these, I really didn't have a whole lot to vote for when I, you know, pulled the ballot, because so many of the offices were uncontested. I think in the case of Dan Calkins, you know, he doesn't have a Democratic opponent, so he's won another term.
Yeah, he won another term on Tuesday, that's for sure. I was happy for Kevin Greenfield. I think he's doing a good job as the Macon County Board Chairman, and there were implications in that race, meaning that it wasn't just a county board seat, it was the chairman up for.
Yeah, and I think Kevin also was able to step up at this critical time, which undoubtedly helped him some, that he's kind of the face, too, of the county, you know, in fighting this. And I think people had a chance to see him and his interaction with the mayor and other community leaders. And I think it solidified his position. But he did face a challenge, and he won that challenge. And although it's, you know, it's not the whole city voting for him, he did. I think it's emblematic of how people generally feel about the job he's doing.
No doubt. All right, before we let you go for the day, yet again, the Howard G. Buffett Foundation stepping up. You know, this $1 million commitment to help with food and medical emergency needs, you know, as those 41,000 people are filing for unemployment claims, as people maybe deal with wage cuts or wage freezes, you know, this takes on a whole new meaning to the people that might be in the spectrum of needing help. And I don't know what it looks like at the other end of this. All I do know is that every other Central Illinois community would love to be in the position to have Howard G. Buffett as a neighbor. He steps up time and time again.
Oh, yeah. And just like we have an unbelievable friend here in Howard. And it's almost like, you know, you pray in this community, you know, over the years for help and for someone to step in and give us maybe that added boost. And Howard shows up. and so, you know, Howard's an answer to a lot of prayers in terms of what he's done in this community. And you're right. Any other community would love to have this man. And he's a humble man. You know, he's someone who gives out of his heart, that foundation gives out of its heart, and what a help. It's been to Decatur. And, you know, as we move through this, having people like Howard, having our leaders at the county and city level, the school district level, park district, down the line, working to conquer this and protect us, we're going to be okay. We are. I just have confidence we're going to get through this. I have more confidence this week than I had last week when we were stunned by all of this. You know, now we have people moving in places where they need to be, contributing in the way they should in their time and their resources, and looking out for each other and saying, how can we make this easier for somebody else and protect them?
Yep, that's exactly right.
It's a great community.
It is.
Really is.
And you know what we're going to do? We're going to do the same thing for all those haters out there, for the negative naysayers, the people who have all of their whatever issues they're dealing with. We're going to do this for you, too. So you can keep doing what you do, which is nothing. So that's the way that works. Paul, we appreciate it. We're going to have a little abbreviated version of the City Hall Insider for just a little while here until we get all this.
Well, that's understandable. Yeah. It really is. But you stay safe. We just want everyone to stay safe, and we'll get through this together.
We will. Paul, you're a leader and continue to be. We appreciate it. DecaturTribune.com. If you want to read Paul's thoughts on all of this, you can go online. Or that once-a-week newspaper thing is probably one of the great ways to keep people. I always think of it as, like, if you've got, like, family living in Florida or Arizona, kind of want to keep touch with stuff back home, but not necessarily on a daily basis. What a great idea.
Excellent idea. Kind of a little summary of what's been happening.
A little recap.
Mm-hmm.